Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Our question, other than the toilet, what was your poop incident? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Randy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, female dogs.
Hola.
Hey, I got a note for you. The older you get, the less you have control of your body. Your body will now control you. So I was on my way to pick my wife up from a horse function. I had to hook up a horse trailer to my truck and drive the horse back out to Enumclaw. And the first person I saw when I got there was my wife. She knows where every bathroom is in the state. And she says, go in that hallway, and the bathroom's on the left. So I'm feeling alongside the hallway, and I get into the door and do a 180-degree turn back. And it gets darker and darker and darker. Now, I find the door. Where is it that when they build a house, you put the light switch in a bathroom? Right by the door.
Typically,
on the inside.
Yeah, on the inside, usually. Not this place. It was next to the toilet to the left on the wall. And I did find the toilet first. Meanwhile, I'm groundhogging pretty good. And it's going down my leg, like the previous caller said. And so I finally found the light switch, but after the deed was done. So that's basically it. And, I mean, being that I just washed my whole leg with brown stuff, I got to drive all the way from that place to Enumclaw, then home in Auburn, before I could get to the washing machine.
Oh. Well, at least it smelled like horse crap already, I guess.
Who puts the damn light switch next to the toilet?
There's a lot of weirdness like that.
But it only seems like bathrooms. Like, to me, almost any other home, any other room in the home, generally the light switch is exactly where you think it is. And to his point, for whatever reason with older homes, a lot of people, I guess it was important to turn the bathroom light on before you physically stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not typically thinking that, so you go into the bathroom, close the door, you reach and run on the wall, and I've had the situation where, like, I cannot find a light switch, there's no windows, it is pitch black, so you just find a toilet, do your business, I assume I wiped well, I don't know, and then when I left the bathroom, I'm like, there's the light switch on the outside.
Other than the toilet, what was your poop incident? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Taylor, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this was about 7 years ago. I was dating my ex-boyfriend at the time, and it's a Monday night. It's a hot night in June. We just laid down to go to bed. Lights are off, and my stomach started to gurgle and feel upset. I had no time to go to the bathroom. I'm not wearing any bottoms, and I just crawled out of bed and grabbed the garbage can that was right there and started to throw up in the garbage can, and simultaneously it was coming out the back end. And my boyfriend at the time wakes up, and I'm like throwing up, pooping, and I'm like, don't turn on the light, don't turn on the light. And he turns on the light, and just as he does that, he goes, oh, God, and, like, has to jump out of the way because it's, like, projectile coming out of me, like, hitting the walls. Like, it's everywhere.
Did you have food poisoning?
Either that or the stomach flu.
Yeah, something.
My God,
Something wasn't right with it. But he was fine.
He was okay. He felt really bad for me. He picked me up and stuck me in the shower where I proceeded to vomit and poop for the next, like, I don't know, several hours. And I'm a tiny thing, so I was, like, dead by the time this was all said and done.
You were shooting poop so far out that it hit the wall?
Yeah, and it's actually my friend's favorite poop story that they make me tell at, like, every bachelorette party and every family function. So, yeah.
Are you dating anyone now?
Oh, yes, and he is a religious listener of this show, and I hope he's not listening right now because he doesn't like the whole poop. I try to talk to him, like, about poop things, and he's not into it.
Well, so, you know, really, why would he listen to this show if he doesn't want to hear about poop things?
But not from me, not from the woman.
I mean, I work on the show. I don't want to hear my girlfriend bragging about poop stories.
I don't know if you're bragging here. I think you're more just sharing.
No, I'm not bragging. I just
feels a little braggish.
But also, yeah, when I heard the question, I was like, I got to share this because this is a good one.
Well, how many? You said your friends call it your best poop story. How often are you telling poop stories?
Yeah, how many different poop stories do you have to choose from?
I have quite a few. I'm not going to lie.
All right. I mean, look, we're sitting around the campfire. She has a few too many cocktails, starts telling poop stories. All right.
I would throw in a couple poop stories myself.
Yeah.
And it's the way that I tell it that really makes it humorous to them because I get into it.
Good time.
Well, it's a good thing your boyfriend at the time turned on the light because you realized if he hadn't, she'd have pooped on him.
Yeah.
But you made the point of when he flipped it on, he had to jump out of the way.
Other than the toilet, what was your poop incident? 206-803-ROCK.
I do like the idea of driving to a party and be like, honey, like, can we just not tell poop stories tonight?
Let me just tell the one. Just the one.
No, please, no.
I'm going to tell it.
It's my coworkers.
They want to know.
Actually, I can't use that excuse.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Yesterday was National Hot Dog Day. Glizzly. I don't know why I can't say it. Glizzy. Glizzy Day, as I call it.
Oh, that's right, Glizzy.
Glizzy.
What did we say Glizzy was? Another name for a hot dog?
Correct. It's very popular.
From where?
Right now.
Who says that? Where would I go and hear Glizzy?
I heard it about 5 years ago.
When we were confused about it yesterday, the texts were rolling in.
I saw that.
Some people only call him Glizzy.
Where's that from regionally? Do we know?
Snoop Dogg. That's
so
my guess.
So D.C., they used to call it Glizzy's. Guns were Glizzy's. How that transferred over to hot dogs, I don't know.
Interesting.
Not as edible.
Oh. I mean, I guess if you hold a half smoke, it kind of looks like a gun.
Mm-hmm. It does say that a glizzy is a hot dog that was originally a slang term for a gun in the Washington, D.C. metro area.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
They can start calling guns hot dogs.
Became a nickname for hot dogs because the length of the barbecue staple is similar to extending the clip of a gun.
Hmm. See, that's something. Okay.
But they never called it a penis. They came up with glizzy.
I know. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I call Miles Captain Extendo. Many giant clips laying around his house.
Sure.
All right, so this is basically like a list of cities that have, which city has the best hot dog?
The best? I mean, I like a Chicago dog. A lot of people don't. I know it's a very divisive thing, but they're well known for it.
They are. So these are some of the most well-known ones. First, we go to New York, all right?
Of course.
They have a few different style of hot dogs, but the version smothered in a pushcart sauce. Caramelized onions, stir in ketchup, some brown sugar, ladle it on top of a boiled wiener, bada boom, bada bing. You got yourself a New York dog.
I'm not saying I wouldn't eat it, but generally speaking, I'd pass. I just don't like ketchup on my hot dog.
Mine, I would, if I was in New York, I'd go Coney dog all day long.
The Coney dogs are not from New York, though.
They're not.
No, they're from Detroit.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
I just figured it was like Coney Island. That's kind of where they originated, but I guess not.
Now, Detroit, while nowhere near New York's Coney Island, Detroit nevertheless popularized the corny dog. Beefy chili, shredded cheddar cheese, and diced raw onion are all you need here.
Okay. Yeah, that is a perfect dog.
There was a famous place in Detroit called something Coney Island.
Okay.
And that guy served hot dogs. I want to say there's a competing hot dog place like two doors down.
Like a Philly thing.
Yeah.
Correct.
Cheese steaks. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. But yeah, Miles, you're right. You're not, most people you think, but it's a Detroit thing.
Let me get one of them Detroit style glizzies.
Interesting.
Did you know Atlanta had a dog?
Let me guess. Has peaches, No, in Atlanta, well, it's barbecue sauce.
This one's a little more overall southern than I would say just Atlanta.
Is that a slaw dog?
Good call, Miles. That I could drag through the garden.
All right,
that means you bury it beneath a cool, creamy, crunchy coleslaw. You can add other vegetables if you want, and you can add it. You know, some people put relish on there, but that's pretty or popular mustard. There.
Okay, I guess the Varsity would be their number one spot as far as hot dogs
in Atlanta.
Destination.
Correct. What's it's like in Pittsburgh.
The O.
Right. People know Pimani Brothers, but every time I've been drunk in Pittsburgh, right near there is the O. And I don't know why. It turned into a thing with some fellas I knew. And we're like, we're going to Pimani Brothers. And me and two other guys are like, we're going to the O to get hot dogs.
Yeah. You made the right call. Both are great spots.
The Chicago dog, which honestly, the Vienna beef, the Chicago dog to me is one of the most famous hot dogs.
Easily.
Well, the beef helps.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's certainly famous.
Hebrew National.
Yeah. It's very specific. They have seven ingredients: yellow mustard, neon relish, tomato wedges, a dill pickle spear, sport peppers. They're playing badminton.
Yes.
Sweet onion and celery salt.
They're now playing pickleball.
You're right. They're on pickleball now. Poppy seed bun. And then again, not for everywhere, but in Chicago, very specifically, you cannot get ketchup on the hot dog.
Right. Strangely enough, celery salt is the secret ingredient in a lot of good stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a good spice.
Honestly, it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I use it for plenty of my cooking.
Yeah.
What's your secret? And I would say dandruff. But really what it is the celery salt.
Yep.
By the way,
I hate on the Chicago dog, the Vienna beef. But honestly, if I took the tomatoes off, I'll give it another try.
I just pull the pickle off and I'm good.
All right.
Like, you know, put on there what you guys do.
I'll trade you two tomatoes for one pickle.
You know we'd be done in a heartbeat. Like, switch.
Sounds like a locker room thing.
Yeah. No. Give me two tomatoes and give you a pickle.
Hey, girl.
Somebody here, I like this. They make a good point. They go, any hot dog 10 minutes after the bar closes is the best dog in the world at that moment.
Dude.
You're not kidding, dude.
That's a solid point.
You're right. It is the best hot dog you've ever eaten if the bars are closed.
You guys have ever been stumbling around the ballpark just drunk off your ass like, oh, I'm going to go get a hot dog. That is the best tasting hot dog you've ever had.
Actually,
The Mariners dog is a good hot dog. I got another list with some ballpark stuff, right? Because, like, I would say the Dodger dog is pretty famous.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You got Fenway Franks. Mm-hmm. I remember in Baltimore, it was all SK.
Mm-hmm.
And they sponsor the out-of-town scoreboard.
Also, typically, if you go outside of the ballpark, that's where you're going to find the best hot dog in a cart.
The guy that's real close to the stadium,
correct. But
not in it.
Yeah, that's going to be the real deal.
Kansas City, their famous hot dog is basically kind of an homage to the Reuben. Melted Swiss cheese, piles of sauerkraut, and your choice of either brown mustard or Thousand Island on a sesame seed bun.
That's a Thousand really Island or brown mustard.
Oh, I'm going brown mustard.
I'm going Thousand Island.
I think I'm going to go Thousand Island.
I like ketchup on my hot dog, I don't know that I could eat a sausage or a hot dog without mustard.
Right.
And I would never. Agree. And it's weird, is I don't put ketchup on sausages.
But go back
sausages, mustard strictly, yeah.
Go back to the Reuben theory.
Yeah.
So like with the Reuben, with sauerkraut, I think sauerkraut and Thousand Island
dressing.
Great mix.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Oh, it is, and I get what they're doing. I'm just saying, for me, like, if it's a tube-shaped meat, we got to have some mustard involved.
That explains our bedroom
Take that
so much.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll do it.
Got to get mustard. What are you, like, Grey Poupon? That's the other side.
Phoenix. This is all, and basically, this is all through the Southwest. You can find this in New Mexico.
Serrano dogs?
The Serrano dogs. Miles knows his hot dogs.
I do.
It's a hot dog wrapped in bacon. They put it in a blanket of jalapenos, pinto beans, chopped tomatoes, onions, mustard, and mayo. And then I know some places, too, they'll put it almost in a, not a pita, but another word for that bread. Maybe like a fry bread or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Ooh, yeah.
And the last one on this list is Seattle, the Seattle dog. Now, the Seattle dog.
You take everywhere with you. Home Depot, the movie theater.
On the bus.
So basically, it's the cream cheese that sets it apart.
Absolutely.
You can add grilled onions, jalapenos, sriracha. Whatever you want. But it is the cream cheese that sets it apart. I mean, we have told the story 1,000 times. Never heard of it till I got here.
Never.
But to the point now, like on July 4th, like eating a hot dog, it's like, did you get any cream cheese?
Right. I do it now, but we got here 18 years ago, and I want to say we're in Pioneer Square or somewhere close. Anyway, to the texter's point earlier, the bars were closed. We are hammered, but there was the guy with the hot dog cart out there. So it's absolutely... I'm getting a hot dog. So I just remember the guy saying, do you want cheese on it? Normally, I would say no, but I'm hammered. So I go, yeah. And I remember watching him grab the little spatula to put cream cheese on.
Yeah.
And I thought he was effing with me. Like, I almost started getting hostile. And the guy handed it to me. I took a bite, and I'm like, this is unbelievable.
And one thing that's true about cream cheese, you can't spread it on just a piece of white bread. The bread has to be toasted.
Agreed.
So the most unique part about the Seattle dog, other than the cream cheese, is the fact that that one's always 100% a toasted bun, where half the other ones are soft buns, steam buns.
I don't mind steam bun, but not
with the cheese. I think also you're running a cart. Like for me, when I make my sausage dip, there's cream cheese involved.
Sure.
So as I'm browning mustard, I got that brick of cream cheese on top of the, so it's
warming up.
Right. So it won't melt it, but it kind of softens it up. So I think that helps too when you're making the Seattle dog that would sit out there. Real quick, yesterday I was talking about the half smoke at Ben's Chili Bowl that kind of got famous.
Yeah.
Half smoke is a sausage made of half pork, half beef. Usually smoked and then grilled, placed hot dog style bun, onion, chili, cheese, mustard.
That sounds great. I never had one.
Somebody hears, and I like this, they go, the Costco dog is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I mean, you're right. All this stuff, but you're right. The Costco dog is.
And the price point is still good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That Costco hot dog.
I always debate between, do I get that slice of pizza, too? Pizza's good at it.
Well, I like the Costco hot dog, but again, that pack, there's like 24 of them in there.
I know. That's the only downside to Costco. Like, come on, man.
You're having a birthday party.
Honestly, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What did the doctor say you have? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So, about 30 years ago, I was in my late 20s, and I had some breathing problems. Wheezing and felt like I had sweaters around my lungs or something. So I went to the doctor and they gave me chest x-ray, MRIs and whatnot. And they came back in after they saw the pictures and said, it looks like you have lymphoma and you have it really bad. There's big tumors everywhere and it don't look good. They said you might want to get your affairs in order, but we're going to do a biopsy anyway. Yeah. So a couple of days later, they did a biopsy, and then, you know, a few more days went by before my next appointment. It seemed like a year. I didn't tell a soul. I didn't tell my wife. I didn't tell my parents. My parents would have had heart attacks. So I think I'm going to, you know, I've got a month to live, and I go back in, and they tell me, you're the luckiest white guy alive. And I go, what do you mean? They said, you don't have lymphoma. You have sarcoidosis. And this doctor was, I think he was kind of young. It's been a while, but he goes, sarcoidosis looks like lymphoma, but it's non-cancerous. And I was so relieved that it was hard to be mad at the guy. You know what I mean?
How could you be mad at the doctor? He's just diagnosing you. Well, were they able to remove the tumors?
Yeah. No, they said they're too far along. And there's way too many of them.
So this is just something you're living with.
So they're still in there.
No. For a long time, I had to have some breathing. I go in once a week and have this water breathing stuff. And then every time I get a cold, the chest cold would last a lot longer, 2 months or so, right?
Okay.
But it eventually went away. But he said we primarily, I've only seen it in black people, sarcoidosis. You've never seen it in a white guy. So you automatically assumed I had lymphoma.
Do you have a large penis?
Yeah. You know I do.
Okay.
Have you done, we haven't dated in a while. Have you done you ever done one of those like Ancestry or 23andMe's? Oh, yeah. Like,
find out, yeah.
No, my dad had black curly hair, though, so.
Yeah. What about your grandfather? Yeah. Let's keep dialing it back. Just saying.
Yeah, it was a long week for me, anyhow.
What is it like going through a couple of days thinking the very worst when someone says put your affairs in order? I mean, how hard was it to not tell your wife, did you just go someplace and like break down or how did you handle it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I broke down every night, you know. I ask them, I go, how long, if I have this, how long do you think I have to live? They go, not long at all, maybe a month. So, I couldn't sleep for a week. It was probably only 4 or 5 days, but it seemed like a lot longer.
Well, time is relative like that. Jesus,
that would be that would be tough.
You're right. At least the good news, I'm not even mad.
Right. Did you tell your work?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh.
Tell work? What? You didn't tell his wife.
I'm going to put
Castle, look, man, let me tell you something. I'm going to be dead in a month. Did you tell your wife? Nah.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks.
I just feel like if I wasn't here, they'd be like, why aren't you at work? I'm like, I'm freaking dying. I'm not going to work.
Put in my 4 week notice.
I'm freaking dying. All right?
Dying, man.
Taking a personal day for a month.
Right? But then I can also imagine it's like, actually, you're not dying. I'm like, damn it.
Hey, Castle, remember all that stuff I said? Yeah. Well, I thought I was dying. I take it back.
Can I have my job back?
Yeah, sorry, man. I mean, look, I thought I was dying. Maybe I spoke out of line.
I said a month.
Sorry. By the way, somebody says herpes complex A is your genitalia. Herpes complex B, the herpes of the lips. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're all a form of herpes, but different.
That's what I'm saying. It's like pickles. Cucumber's a pickle, right? You go, well, what about your pickled carrot? Well, no, that's a pickled carrot. Well, why can't it be a pickle as well?
Aren't shingles and chickenpox also a form of strain of herpes?
I think
so. Or closely related.
I'm not 100%.
Maybe not the same, but it just
seems like we both got the same faulty information, or you're correct.
They're cousins or in the same family.
They're cousins. There's my cousin herpes.
What did the doctor say you have? 206-803-ROCK.
God. I just remember having those in high school. It was awful.
What? Chickenpox, shingles?
No, like if you get a cold sore, it looks awful, and like you just don't want to go out.
No, you don't. Yeah. But the good thing is, at least when I was going through that, almost everyone else at the school was going through it at the same time.
Correct.
So like you can make fun of me today, but within a week, it's going to be on your face. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hola.
So I have, just like our friend that just was on, I have stage 4 cancer.
You have it now.
I have it now. I've been on a regimen of medicine for a year. I was given 2 to 5 years to live.
And how long ago was that diagnosis?
A year ago.
Jeez, man.
And May 21st.
Is there anything that you can do?
No, I'm on what they call palliative care. So they give me chemo every 2 weeks to keep me alive.
And how bad does that knock you down?
It's so bad that I had to retire.
All right. How many days does that knock you out at a time?
Probably about a week, week and a half.
So every 2 weeks you're out. You only have 5 normal days, and then you're going back in for another treatment.
Yeah, give or take 5 days. It sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more. Depends on how my body reacts to the treatment and everything that goes on.
Do you have a wife and kids?
I have a wife. I have 2 boys. My boys don't live here. My wife does. My wife is my rock, guys. This woman has done everything to take care of me and take care of our bills and our life. She's been amazing.
Well, how are you doing mentally? When you get that diagnosis, it's been 1 year.
Man, to be honest with you guys, for a long time I got used to it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to die. Okay, I'm okay with it. I'm cool. And then the more I go on, the more depressing it gets, because it's like, am I ever going to get better? Am I going to continue to stay worse? What, you know, I want to go for a hike. If I want to go for a hike, I got to plan it for about a mile, because anything more than that kills me. You know, wears me out.
Is there hope?
There's always hope.
Okay. I mean, with the chemo, with all these treatments.
Right.
Because you're buying time.
There's always a chance.
All right.
Yeah, so my cancer is a rectal cancer, which is funny because you guys are talking about cold sores. One of the things that causes rectal cancer is HPV.
Right.
And I once dated a chick way back 7-10 years ago that had HPV. So there's a chance my cancer came from being with her. So, you know, you never know because they don't really know, but you kind of have theories.
Do you think that's from kissing or do you think that's from canyon yodeling?
Canyon yodeling, definitely.
Okay. All right. That's crazy.
Definitely. I like how you had that. Definitely. I mean, hey, man.
You had to see her.
Well, damn, dude.
You had to see her, man.
Hang in there, man. I hope there's some improvement on it beyond just keeping you alive, you know?
Is there something that you want to do, man? Do you have anything planned that you've always wanted to do and now maybe a good time to do it?
Well, you know, I've lived a full life, guys. I've done a lot of stuff in my life, been to a lot of places. I've been to 30 countries. I've seen a lot of stuff, being in the military, being working in IT. You know, I worked for, like, Microsoft and those guys, so I was traveling all the time. What I want to do now is enjoy my days.
Yep.
I want to, you know, find a hobby or something to keep myself occupied so I don't go stir crazy.
Absolutely. All right, man, hang in there.
You can get into drug dealing and sell to us.
Sure, do heroin.
I mean, look, this is the time.
Have you ever tried meth?
Yeah.
Jeez, a whiz.
This is some good stuff.
Man, I'm alive.
Right.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is live in the studio, Taryn Daly, this lovely afternoon.
It is a beautiful afternoon.
Yes,
I'm fired up about it.
Yeah, man. What's up? What's new in your world?
Gosh, you know what? I have no idea. Oh, actually, can I tell you guys about a cool thing happening this weekend?
No.
Crucible Brewing is having an event called Sean Fest this weekend, and the KISW Bike MS team is the benefiting charity partner.
Wow.
And
nice.
You can come out and smash a car. They're doing a car smash from 3 to 10 on Saturday. So that's what's new.
Will they give you like a sledgehammer?
Yes, exactly.
So you like pay $5?
You like pay $5.
Just,
it goes to a good cause, and
get
you get to destroy
here.
A car, take out some rage, you know? It's a very healthy form of, you know, dealing with, you know, maybe some pent up mental health issues or anything like
do
that.
Do we get to pick the car or do they already have it?
I want a Subaru Forester.
You just go to the parking lot, take your pick.
There you go. So you said Crucible Brewing.
Crucible Brewing.
It's somebody who drives up to the event. They don't even know.
They don't even know. And the best part is they call it Sean Fest because one of their brewers is named Sean. And if your name is Sean, you get 10% off that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
Does it cost money to take swings?
It costs money to take swings.
I do. Well, he's going to be at Taylor Swift.
Oh my Lord.
For real?
Let's get out of here. Taylor Swift?
I am shocked the amount of friends I have that are closeted Swifties.
Hey, let me tell you something.
I am not.
I try to get a hotel room when I get out of town to go play golf down in Tacoma because I don't want to drive back. It's just a pain in the ass, the traffic and everything else. Hotel rooms are normally $120.
Mm-hmm.
Stay right down there near our university place in DuPont. Hotel rooms, not only are they sold out, the closest ones are over $1,000 to being $900 a night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night for those two shows. You have no idea how much money Taylor Swift brings into your economy. I mean, you think the All-Star game, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal. There's a lot of people in town. Taylor Swift sold out of stadiums twice that size, two nights in a row.
It's unbelievable.
All of you guys that live in the city should be renting out your place for the weekend.
You are not kidding.
I'm dead serious. Right. Let's get you going.
Hell yeah, man. Taylor Swift. And those tickets are not cheap either.
Because
I know she of the long back.
Yeah. I had some inquiries from family members. I'm like, hell no. Hell no.
I got one today from somebody. Just if you can hear my voice, I cannot help you.
Yeah. Look, guys, it's real easy. If you want Taylor Swift tickets, buy them. Stop asking us. We can't help you. We have no inside info. And it's Taylor Swift.
We don't know her.
Right. Yeah. She sells out. That is what she does. I don't know why.
It's going to be a big weekend as far as shows go. Well, what time does that stuff get underway?
It goes 3 until 10 o'clock on Saturday.
And you'll be down there, of course. Are you guys riding at all, or are you just going to be hanging out?
Not riding that day, but I will be doing a training ride at some point this week.
Okay. All right. Getting ready to go.
Oh,
how far do you guys go?
Some of the people on our team will do the full century because they're crazy. I do 60, but there's a 22-mile, a 60, a 75, and a 100.
You will ride your bike 60 miles.
On day one, and then day two, I'll do another 27, probably.
How bad does your gooch hurt, man?
It's horrible.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Speaking of sledgehammering, that's what it feels like in your no-no zone. The bits are not happy.
No, they're not.
No.
Sledgehammer to the no-no.
It's worse when you're a dude, man.
Well, and then my husband tells me, PTP, protect the... PTP, girl, PTP.
Yeah, you know me.
Gotta stand up every so often, let some blood flow, you know.
You need to do that, sure. All right, speaking of that, we're going to do some deep cuts today.
Yes, we are.
Nice segue.
Smooth.
Oh, boy.
some of your favorite bands. Hey, people tell, if you're in radio, why don't you play this song? Like, I've never even heard of that song. Well,
that's why.
If you know the band and you're a big fan, there's a lot of great songs that don't necessarily get the airplay that they should. I go back to Guns N' Roses.
Let's be clear about something. Why don't you guys play this? Talk to the band. The band tells us what they would like us, hey, play this, because this is probably going to be our biggest hit off the album.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Brownstone.
That's why it happens.
Mr. Brownstone, never a single. Great song from Guns N' Roses.
That's my favorite Guns N' Roses song.
Yeah, My Michelle, another good song.
That's a spectacular song.
Drop Dead Legs from Van Halen. There's a number of great songs out there that were never singles, but you go back and you listen to the album, and you think to yourself, man, this might be like Rocket Queen.
Sure.
It might be one of the best songs on the album, period, but... it's not Welcome to the Jungle. It's, mm-hmm. It's not those other ones. So today we have the 10 most popular deep cuts of your favorite rock bands on Sit and Spin.
10, number 10.
I agree.
Wake Up from Rage Against the Machine, also featured on the Matrix soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. This is like my go-to song from them.
Oh,
never
yeah.
released as a single. I don't cry about it. If you like it, then put it on. If you want us to play that song that you know you like, listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard. The reason you know it's there is because you own the album. So put the album on and listen to it.
These are the 10 most popular deep cuts of your favorite rock bands. Easy for you to say.
Number nine.
I'm the Lord of the Wasteland.
You know, now listening to his voice kind of cracks me up. But I loved this song when I was a kid, man.
Crack yourself, Mike.
Hell yeah.
It's called God of Thunder from Kiss.
Oh, wow, this is Kiss.
Off the Destroyer album released in 1976. So this is the album that had Beth on it. Beth wasn't even the song that they wanted to release as a single. It was on the B-side of Detroit Rock City. They put Beth on because back then, when you had 45s, DJs wanted to do stuff like go smoke. See, seriously, you flip the record over, right, and you go do something, and people... went ape-ass about the song Beth.
Not only that, but this Paul Stanley was originally on vocals on this one. They're like, you're not the God of Thunder.
Yeah.
Basically, Gene's singing
try.
This. Gene's
good
singing
try.
This.
He wrote the song, they heard the demo, and that's cool, but you just can't sing it.
Right. Mm. Terrible at it. These are the 10 most popular deep cuts of your favorite rock bands on Sit and Spin.
Eight, number eight.
Finger slip.
Yeah.
So apparently Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins intentionally got this really cheap guitar to make kind of the like crazy whistling whoop whoop sounds in this. So he played this song with a very, very cheaply made and cheaply priced guitar. It's called Mayonnaise. And apparently also he named this song by like he didn't have any idea what to name it. Opened the fridge. Saw some mayo and the rest is history.
It's like a
very speaking of deep. That's like deep.
What would you if you opened up your fridge based on what you know you'd find? What would you have named the song? I think for me it would have been eggs as of this morning.
All right now, minced garlic,
leftovers.
Mine might have been sliced onions.
Yeah. Hillshire Farm honey turkey.
That's a very long name.
That's a great song.
Yes, sir.
I like that Jeff Foxworthy joke about mayonnaise. The Redneck Dictionary.
Mayonnaise.
A lot of good looking women in here.
Number seven.
Thought about it and I brought it out. I'm motivated by the lack of doubt.
So Red Hot Chili Peppers had that double album Stadium Arcadium back in 2006, and Wet Sand is on the first of the two albums. And I actually love these albums.
They were very good.
They knocked my socks off. I think I was in college when they released these albums, and I was a huge fan.
2006.
I know.
Like, to me, they did not come out, quote unquote, that long ago. Now I'm like, oh, I'm old. I see.
These are the 10 most popular deep cuts of your favorite rock bands on Sit and Spin.
Sit number six.
Rearview Mirror.
Mm-hmm. Great too.
And this was a the follow-up to 10 was Versus. Everybody was real stressed out. How are we gonna compete with that? But sure. I think Versus was a solid album.
Oh, yeah. That's really good, man.
Yeah. Pearl Jam's just so big. It's like I don't think of any of their songs as being a deep cut.
You know, it's a good. It's almost like Zeppelin, where you might not know that you've heard every song they've ever done, but you have heard every single song they've ever done.
In every concert, they play for like 3 hours.
You get them all.
Right.
These are the 10 most popular deep cuts. Of your favorite rock bands.
Number 5. Spend my days with a woman unkind.
There's your
to my point. Yes. Because you're always like, man, I don't know if I know that song. I'm like, you know this song. Trust
this is off Greta Van Fleet's first.
It's Led Zeppelin 4, actually.
Yes, 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 it is.
10 most popular deep cuts of your favorite rock bands
on Sit and Spin.
Number 4.
Oh, here we go.
There you go, Miles. Yeah. Boom. This is a great song. And if you're a smoker, it's great because it's like 7.5 minutes.
Oh, it's a long time.
And there's like all sorts of different theories as to the live sex component to this song.
Right, right.
That there was like a gal that was hanging out with Steven Adler for a little while, that she went into the booth and was having special relations with Axl Rose, yeah. But then he wasn't satisfied with those songs, so two other ladies came in. Basically, I think Axl Rose was just trying to get laid a lot to like get some recordings to go along with this song.
So he's inviting different women into the vocal booth to kind of hook him up.
Yes.
We need to do that.
Why haven't we done that?
Let's do a special men's room show where all of us are just getting service to the whole show.
Word is he was hooking them up. Yes, that's why they're
okay,
the ones
I'm still
moaning.
Down with that.
If they were hooking him up, it'd be like, oh.
I'm a thrill. He's like, hey, we're just bringing in 3 rock groupies.
Okay.
All right.
I bet we can find 3.
For
I bet
art.
We can.
10 most popular deep cuts of your favorite rock bands on Sit and Spin.
Number 3.
You know how they have that air guitar competition every once in a while?
Yeah.
Somebody should do this for the air guitar competition.
It might be sacrilege.
Maybe it is.
I don't know, because on air guitar, actually, I judged it. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
I think that was 2 years
ago. 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I could not believe how competitive it actually was.
So crazy.
Right? Friend Kyle's like, man, you want to judge it? I'm like, sure. How hard could it be? I was actually stunned. Like, these people truly, truly performed.
And Eruption was actually not even supposed to be on the album. It was just a solo that Eddie Van Halen would like play live. And then someone was like, no, man, you should really like record that in the studio and put it on the album. And apparently he was not even happy with the finished product.
Really?
But they went with it anyway. He said he messed it up. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure I'm picking up on that.
Where?
I haven't found the mistake yet.
Oh, there was.
But years later, Tom Morello was like, he did mess it up.
10 most popular deep cuts of your favorite rock bands on Sit and Spin.
Number 2.
We really need to see this through. We never wanted to be.
It's called Anthem by Blink-182. They played it last month when they were at Climate Pledge Arena.
You went to that show, did you?
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic. I was kind of blown away by how, like, they were just joyful and jovial up there. It was cool.
And like, dad's rocking out. He's like 30 years old, too.
Yeah, I think their first album is 30 years old now. Or at least the band's like first iteration is 30 right, years right. old.
Like, they were on TRL.
They totally were.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And by the way, the name of the album that this was on was Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Oh, really?
It's very cute.
And your jacket.
Yeah.
And your jacket.
And your jacket. Oh, okay. Don't forget your jacket.
All right. These are the 10 most popular deep cuts of your favorite rock bands. We made it to number 1.
Number 1.
All right.
Chase Miss Pretty Line.
Getting the goosebumps right now. Every time.
It's such a great album, man.
Cass always plays this when it's pouring down rain.
Yeah.
Like if things weren't bad enough.
Just wants to lighten the mood a little bit.
I would say, full disclosure, when they play this, I'm getting a beer.
Oh, really?
This is your beer song?
Let's slow it down a little bit. Look, they're going to play like 2 songs off or 3 songs off Jar of Flies. I'm like, Mike, let's grab a beer.
Okay. This is the song that they dedicate to the memory of Lane Staley and Mike Starr.
Well, now Ted. I feel awful.
Well, Ted wouldn't know. He's getting a beer.
He doesn't care.
We're just trying to raise a glass to him, Taryn.
Thank you, Mike.
I also don't know at that point at Pain in the Grass last year how inebriated we all were at the point they played this song. But the lighters in the air.
Oh, dude. What, it's.
I was like, I'm just going to cry all night.
Thank you, Taryn Daly. We appreciate it very much. We're going to come up and we'll drink and tell us with a shout of the day. Taryn, we'll see you here at 6 o'clock.
You know it, Dan.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Pretty cool as well.
I've been to Saratoga.
Mm-hmm. New York.
Yes.
I'll say I've been there, too.
Saratoga Springs.
Saratoga Springs. Same thing, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like Saratoga Springs is right outside of Saratoga, I think.
It's right beside Albany and all that stuff.
Right, right. Because they do the horse racing and stuff in Springfield.
Yep. Remember, if you go to Saratoga, it's the most famous racetrack in the country. It's good luck to drink the spring water.
Not only that, man, but they have some of the best concerts. That racetrack, they bring in some big shows.
Which is crazy, because it's not close to anything.
No.
It's a, look, there's restaurants in that town that are open 1 month a year, because that track's only open
and they make all that money, right?
All that
money. Boys.
Hola! Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Not
sober, Julie.
Oh, what are we drinking today?
My Bud Light today.
Okay. How many times have you peed?
Just once.
Just once.
Julie, you're going to drink only one for a month. Is it tomato juice, grapefruit juice, milk, or Mad Dog 2020?
Oh, I like those. I'm going to go with Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
All right.
Okay. It's going to be a great month.
All right. Here's your question. In Mario Kart, the power up that seeks out the player in the first position and explodes on impact is a shell that is what color?
Pink.
Nope. Pink would never do that. Blue.
That's the blue shell.
That is the blue shell.
I get hit with that one a lot.
Oh, because you're always up front?
You do.
I'd say that's why I'm so unfamiliar with it. Every once in a while, the kid wants to play Mario Kart, which is fun, but I never beat him. So I guess he has problems I did not know of.
All right. The drift.
Your question, before the number 1,000, no number contains what vowel?
U.
Before 1,000.
Before 1,000, not a single number, if you spelled it out, contains which vowel?
A vowel.
A. Yeah, because you get the U with 100.
Right.
And all that, so yeah.
Interesting.
You knock you out with four.
What's that?
With four. F-O-U-R.
Yeah, there you go.
You'd have done that early.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What antibiotic was originally called mold juice when it was discovered in 1928? Mold.
Penicillin.
Yep.
That's it.
Well done.
Good job.
Well, they called it mold juice because the guy, so he discovered it by accident. Basically, the guy who's working on it, whatever his name was, he went out of town or something for like a week. But when he came back to his Petri dish, he had not sealed it properly. So he realized that there was a juice around the mold that he originally had in the Petri dish. But that juice ended up killing the mold. Hmm. So he tested the juice. So like, oh, wow, this kills. And there you go. So he called it mold juice. And then somebody said, okay, we can't call it. It's going to be real beneficial. We got to call it something different.
Damn. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Kevin, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober,
Kevin. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, you're going to drink only one for a month. Tomato juice, grapefruit juice, milk, or Mad Dog 2020?
I'm going to have to go with the Mad Dog.
Mad Dog. All right.
Mad Dog is doing a lot better than I thought it would.
Much better.
All right, here's a question. In 2015... the first six games were inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Name two of the six.
Ooh, we'll go Halo and Call of Duty.
Nope, neither of those.
Video games.
Video games.
I'll
so it's a Hall of Fame, so you know they're going to go to the way back.
This is the first class?
This, 2015, the first six games were inducted.
I'll say Pong and Pac-Man.
You got Pong and Pac-Man.
Or Space Invaders. Maybe.
Believe it or not, Space Invaders was not one of the first six. But you got Pong and Pac-Man. Tetris.
Okay. Super Mario Brothers.
Had to be in there.
And then there's two that I believe Mike would be more likely to play than any of the rest of us.
Ooh, okay.
In fact, one I know you played.
Diablo.
World of Warcraft.
How about Doom?
World of Warcraft. And Doom. Yep.
Very good.
So the first six that went in, Pong, Tetris, Pac-Man, Super Mario Brothers, Doom, and World of Warcraft.
Doom was like, I remember playing that on a PC way back in the day.
Oh, that was a huge
like going to work
game.
With my mom, and some like the IT guy in our office was like, "You want to try this out?" I was like, "Yes."
Were you just like mind blown, dude?
Oh, I was busy for hours.
That's exactly what your mother hoped.
Oh, yeah.
All right, your question: Richard Wright, Roger Waters, David Gilmour, and Nick Mason were all in what band?
Oh, goodness.
I would say concentrate more on Roger Waters and David Gilmour, but Nick Mason and Richard Wright were also a part of this.
Creedence Clearwater.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Okay.
That's what dolphins like to call their penis. All right. Little known fact. Mm-hmm. What popular actor produced the show Entourage? They have three nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I believe he was in the movie, too.
He was in the first season as well.
Entourage.
In a cameo.
Teeny tiny fella that could beat our ass.
Say hello to your mother.
I don't even know. The Rock?
Makes a really good burger.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
He'll probably never make that show again, will he? He'll never come back for another season, right?
I would doubt it.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could do like a 20 years down the line. Where's Vinny Chase?
Mm-hmm. He's become huge, sure. And yeah. These guys, you know. Or, never. Ooh, I almost said something bad. He's been like, in the corner for quarters.
It's not like Wahlberg's career stopped and he's done other stuff. It was based off him and his buddies.
Servicing men for quarters.
That's right. That's what happened.
Okay.
Servicing men for quarters.
All right.
All right, your question. Which rank in the U.S. Navy is the equivalent of the Army's 5-star general?
Oh, man. You guys are killing me here. A captain. I don't know.
Rear admiral?
Admiral?
Fleet admiral.
Oh, he's in control of the fleet.
That's right.
Fleet head, not the rear.
Question four.
Well, when I hear fleet, I just think Star Trek.
I know, it's where your brain is all the time. So sick of you and your science fiction. All right, your question. Pepsi Twist was a Pepsi flavored with what?
Love this.
I believe it was with lime.
So close.
Oh, lemon.
That was in our house all the time when it came out, man.
Really?
That was the greatest doggone thing to my parents. They loved that.
Hmm.
And it was good. I enjoyed it, too.
All right, Kevin. Your question. In what country would you find the mouths of the Amazon River?
Easy,
Tim. Brazil.
There we go. Very good.
I found a lot of mouths.
In Brazil. Some of Adam's apples.
I found a lot of mouths.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And Mike, I got to be honest with you. That list you just shared, this shot of the day falls directly into that line of thinking. In this case, we toast an anonymous diner at an anonymous restaurant. Now, servers were recently asked to share stories of some of their worst customers. And essentially, the customer, described as, quote, a nasty woman, ordered a bowl of the soup du jour. All right?
Soup of the day.
Soup of the day. It's important that you know that. Because a few seconds after getting her food and trying it, she, quote, unquote, rudely called over the waitress and in a booming voice explained, quote, I don't know what kind of ruse you are trying to perpetuate. I have had soup du jour before, and this, she yells, pointing at the bowl, is not it.
Oh, no.
That's all.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Right, with full confidence, I've had soup du jour before. This ain't soup du jour. Let's go. Okay.
Where was this at?
They didn't say the restaurant or anything like that. Yeah.
I've had it before.
So we pour this. She has experience. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Pretty cool as well.
I've been to Saratoga.
Mm-hmm. New York?
Yes.
I'll say I've been there too.
Saratoga Springs.
Saratoga Springs. Same thing, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Saratoga Springs is right outside of Saratoga, I think.
It's right beside Albany and all that
stuff. Right, right. Because you do the horse racing and stuff in Springs.
Yep. Remember, if you go to Saratoga, it's the most famous racetrack in the country. It's good luck to drink the spring water.
Not only that, man, but they have some of the best concerts. That racetrack, they bring in some big shows.
Which is crazy, because it's not close to anything.
No.
Look, there's restaurants in that town that are open 1 month a year, because that track's only open
and
one month.
And they make all that money, right?
All that
money. Boys.
Hola!
Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Not
sober, Julie.
Oh, what are we drinking today?
My Bud Light today.
Okay. How many times have you peed?
Just once.
Julie, you're going to drink only one for a month. Is it tomato juice, grapefruit juice, milk, or Mad Dog 2020?
Oh, I like those. I'm going to go with Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
All right.
Okay. It's going to be a great month.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your question. In Mario Kart, the power-up that seeks out the player in the first position and explodes on impact is a shell that is what color?
Pink.
Nope. Pink would never do that. Blue.
That's the blue shell.
That is the blue shell.
I get hit with that one a lot.
Oh, because you're always up front? I'd say that's why I'm so unfamiliar with it. Every once in a while, the kid wants to play Mario Kart, which is fun, but I never beat him. So I guess he has problems I did not know of.
All right. The drift.
Your question, before the number 1,000, no number contains what vowel?
U.
Before 1,000.
Before 1,000, not a single number, if you spelled it out, contains which vowel?
A vowel.
A. Yeah, because you get the U with 100.
Right.
And all that, so yeah.
Interesting.
You knock you out with four.
What's that?
With four. F-O-U-R.
Yeah, there you go.
You'd have done that early.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What antibiotic was originally called mold juice when it was discovered in 1928? Mold.
Penicillin.
Yep.
That's it.
Well done.
Good job.
They called it mold juice because the guy, so he discovered it by accident. Basically, the guy who's working on it, whatever his name was, he went out of town or something for like a week, but when he came back to his petri dish, he had not sealed it properly, so he realized that there was a juice around the mold that he originally had in the petri dish, but that juice ended up killing the mold. Hmm. So he tested the juice, so like, oh, wow, this kills, and there you go. So he called it mold juice, and then somebody said, okay, we can't call it, going to be real beneficial. We got to call it something different.
Damn. Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Kevin, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober,
Kevin. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, you're going to drink only one for a month. Tomato juice, grapefruit juice, milk, or Mad Dog 2020?
I'm going to have to go with the Mad Dog.
Mad Dog. All right.
Mad Dog is doing a lot better than I thought it would.
Much better.
All right, here's a question. In 2015, the first six games were inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Name two of the six.
Ooh, we'll go Halo and Call of Duty.
Nope, neither of those.
Video games.
Video games. So it's the Hall of Fame, so you know they're going to go to the way back.
This is the first class?
This is, 2015, the first six games were inducted.
I'll say Pong and Pac-Man.
You got Pong and Pac-Man.
Or Space Invaders. Maybe.
Believe it or not, Space Invaders was not one of the first six. But you got Pong and Pac-Man. Tetris.
Okay. Super Mario Brothers.
Had to be in there.
And then there's two that I believe Mike would be more likely to play than any of the rest of us.
Ooh, okay.
In fact, one I know you played.
Diablo.
World of Warcraft.
How about Doom?
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft.
And Doom. Yep.
Very good.
So the first six are winning. Pong, Tetris, Pac-Man, Super Mario Brothers, Doom, and World of Warcraft.
Doom was like, I remember playing that on a PC way back in the day.
Oh, that was a huge
like going to work
day.
With my mom, and some like the IT guy in our office was like, you want to try this out? I was like, yes.
Were you just like mind blown, dude?
Oh, I was busy for hours.
That's exactly what your mother hoped.
Oh, yeah.
All right, your question. Richard Wright, Roger Waters, David Gilmour, and Nick Mason were all in what band?
Oh, goodness.
I would say concentrate more on Roger Waters and David Gilmour, but Nick Mason and Richard Wright were also a part of this.
Creedence Clearwater.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Okay.
That's what dolphins like to call their penis. All right. Little known fact. What popular actor produced the show Entourage? They have three nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I believe he was in the movie, too.
He was in the first season as well.
Entourage.
In a cameo.
Teeny tiny fella that could beat our ass.
Say hello to your mother.
I don't even know. The Rock?
Makes a really good burger.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
They'll probably never make that show again, will they? They'll never come back for another season, right?
I would doubt it.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could do like a 20 years down the line, where's Vinny Chase?
Mm-hmm. He's become huge, sure. And yeah. These guys, you know. Or, never, ooh, I almost said something bad. He's been like, in the corner for quarters.
It's not like Wahlberg's career stopped, and he's done other stuff. It was based off him and his buddies.
Servicing men for quarters.
That's right. That's what happened.
Okay.
Servicing men for quarters.
All right,
your question. Which rank in the U.S. Navy is the equivalent of the Army's 5-star general?
Oh, man, you guys are killing me here. A captain, I don't know.
Rear admiral?
Admiral?
Fleet admiral.
Oh, he's in control of the fleet.
That's right.
Fleet head, not the rear.
Question four.
Well, when I hear fleet, I just think Star Trek.
I know, it's where your brain is all the time. So sick of you and your science fiction. All right, your question. Pepsi Twist was a Pepsi flavored with what?
Love this.
I believe it was with lime.
So close.
Oh, lemon.
That was in our house all the time when it came out, man.
Really?
That was the greatest doggone thing to my parents. They loved that.
Hmm.
And it was good. I enjoyed it, too.
All right, Kevin. Your question, in what country would you find the mouths of the Amazon River?
Easy, Tim.
Brazil.
There we go. Very good.
I found a lot of mouths.
In Brazil. Some of Adam's apples.
I found a lot of mouths.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And Mike, I got to be honest with you. That list you just shared, this shot of the day falls directly into that line of thinking. In this case, we toast an anonymous diner at an anonymous restaurant. Now, servers were recently asked to share stories of some of their worst customers. And essentially, the customer described as, quote, a nasty woman, ordered a bowl of the soup du jour. All right?
Soup of the day.
Soup of the day. It's important that you know that. Because a few seconds after getting her food and trying it, she, quote, unquote, rudely called over the waitress and in a booming voice explained, quote, I don't know what kind of ruse you are trying to perpetuate. I have had soup du jour before, and this, she yells, pointing at the bowl, is not it.
Oh, no.
That's all.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Right, with full confidence, I've had soup du jour before. This ain't soup du jour. Let's go, okay.
Where was this at?
They didn't say the restaurant or anything like that. Yeah.
I've had it before.
So we poured this. She has experience. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.